Everlasting Father, thank you this day. Abba Father, we bless you. Thank you for this great opportunity of giving us. Many were looking forward to seeing this day, but they were denied. But for I and my family, and the family you have given me, Father, you have given unto us this day. And so we say thank you. Come into our lives, O God, and do that which only you can do. Lead us this afternoon through your word, and grant unto us understanding. Help us to be word-based men and women. Help us to love your word. Help us to love your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, open the eyes of our understanding so that we may be enlightened this afternoon, this morning, this evening. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, can somebody type, thank you, Jesus? 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 Zalima suli biyakapa. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This afternoon, by the grace of God, I want us to study something that I know you know. I know you know. We just want the Spirit of the Lord to enlighten us more about it. It is called service. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Or you can type it. Service. It's a simple theme that I want to speak about. And before this service will go to an end, you'll be blessed. Certain things will change in your life. Before this service will go to an end, oh my God, you'll be enlightened. And you begin to make amends in your life. I come with God's word that I've entitled service. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. Let's enter into God's word. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. I come to you with God's word entitled service. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. If you have the word of the Lord with you, please, you can open it. And so we can learn something. I'm taking my time so that we all learn together. Service. S-E-R-V-I-C-E. Service. Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12 is going to be my anchor scripture. So now, Israel, what do you think God expects from you? So now, Nana Santua. So now, Mama Maria. So now, people of Shiloh. So now, people of Ghana. So now, Christians. What do you think God expects from you? What do you think God expects from you? To us, was it just this? Live in his presence in holy reverence. Follow the road he sets out for you. Love him. Serve him, your God, with everything you have in you. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Efia, you're welcome. God bless you. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Now, so Israel, or so now Israel. So now, Mama Adura Odura. What do you think God expects from you? What is your expectation? Or what is your mindset about the expectations of God concerning you? So now, Efia Kratos, what do you think God expects from you? Oh, you know, see, just this. He's about to mention some things. And these things are just the things that need the Lord needs from you and I. See, just this. Live in his presence in holy reverence. Can somebody get me the King James Version as well too? Or the NLT. This is the Message Version. And let's all get other verses so that we can compare and contrast. And the Lord said, no, verse 12. And now, Israel, what doeth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God. These are the requirements of God from his people. Those that are named by the name of the Lord. These are the requirements that the Lord needs from us. Number one, we are to fear him. Number two, to walk in all his ways. Number three, and to love him. Number four, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And I want to take it from the last one, because everything that is mentioned is embedded in the last one. You cannot love God without serving him. You cannot fear God without serving him. You cannot walk in all his ways without serving him. So from the beginning, whatever that is written is embedded in the service of God. And this service is telling us that it must be with all our heart and all our soul. Everything of ours. So my daughter's verse said that with everything you have in you, you've got to serve God. I want to talk about service. I should have said serving God. Because of where I will enter by the grace of God, I just want to title it service. Mama, I always say this, that I cannot tell you all the steps to success. I cannot give you all the keys to success. But there is one I can tell you. It is called service. It is called service. The pathway to greatness. The pathway to achieving success. The pathway to greatness. I say it again. Is the path of service. And believe you me, most of us do not like this thing called service. Because everyone wants to be a man or a woman of his own. Nobody wants to be under anybody. Nobody wants to render anything unto anybody. We only want to do things by our own will, by our own power, by our own abilities, and by our own capacity. But in the days of Israel, the Lord started talking to them and said, do you know what the Lord demands of you? You have walked with God for so many years. Do you know the requirements of God for your life? People of God that is under the sound of my voice, you have served God for so many years. You have gone to church. You have been in church. You have been an usher. You have been a singer. You have been a protocol officer. You have done everything you can do, even in the church of God. But do you know the requirements of God for your life? This is a question I want you to know. You have been so prayerful, I know. I know you can pray in tongues. I know if we should leave you, you can pray 8 hours non-stop. But sir, after all the prayer hours and all the things you are doing, my question is, do you know the requirements of God for your life? Do you know what the Lord wants to achieve with your life? Do you know the expectations of God concerning your life? Or you think anything you do will please him? Arasuni abarahase. You think everything you do or anything you do will please God? No, there are certain requirements that the Lord Most High demands from us. And these are the things that has been listed. And I've embedded everything and I'm calling it service. Service. Let me enter into the dictionary definition. And then let me flow. What is service? I took this from the dictionary. I'm preparing my notes. Say, service is work done or duties performed by some individual or group. Service is work done or duties performed by some individual group or some or group of persons or organizations. Let me take it again. Service is work done or duties performed by some individual or group of persons, organizations, etc. for an individual or a group of persons or and organizations. So service is a work done or a duty rendered unto somebody by somebody. If I should put it in simple terms, work done by somebody for somebody. Ejuma obi ye, ama obi. So what I'm doing now is that I am rendering service unto God, and I am also serving the church. Everyone that is under the sound of my voice, I am serving you this afternoon, because I am performing a duty. I am the one performing it, and I'm performing it unto you that is listening. So that is in plain words for you to understand. And the Lord is telling the Israelites that, sir, there are some requirements I demand from you. Embed all of them, call the service. I need you to render some duty unto me or unto I the Lord. I need you to render something unto me. And that thing is called service. I need you to serve me and serve me well. The advice that was given in Deuteronomy chapter 10, the verse number 12 states that the end part says that you need to serve God with everything of yours, not some things. Everything in you must be in the act of service. And that is what the Lord demands from us. That is what the Lord demands from us, service. So you cannot say you are so rich that they are sorry they are being called. I have no organization. I have no church organization that I am part. I want to stay in the house and be holy. Oh, but of late, what is going on in church? I do not want to be part of these people concerning doors. Sir, sir, what you are doing is we are rendering service unto God through men. Let me put it that way before I continue. We are rendering services unto God through men. So as I speak to you, I know that most of us are at the workplace. Most of us, we are working. Sorry if you don't understand what I'm saying, but me can in such a way say, obete masi. And me can say nyanya mina ebi adwuma ha. Na wo ye. E nipa na ebi adwuma. So let's say you are working with ECG. Eye obi na ebi ECG na wanya adwuma na ye. But the service you are rendering there is unto God. Whatsoever a man is doing on this earth for a fellow man is unto God. You need this truth so that you will forever be faithful in whatever you're doing. So that when all men are doing evil, you yourself, you stand and say, you will do the right thing. Why? Because you are seeing God in everything. That whatever you are doing on this earth is service unto God. And not service unto anybody just like that. No, it's unto God. Everything we are doing on this earth is service unto God. Including the church we attend. Including the things we do in church. Including even the marriage you find yourself in. It is service unto God. And when you know this truth, you will not compromise easily, but rather you will stand and always fight for the truth. You will always be faithful in whatever small way you have. You cannot be like the president. You cannot be like the president of Ghana. Maybe that is not your destiny. Maybe yours is very small, but the truth is that wherever the Lord has positioned you, he demands some service from you. Wherever the Lord God has positioned you in this life, you can use that to serve him. So there is no excuse when it comes to service. I'm giving you this introduction so that when I get you to the dub, you understand me. The marriage you find yourself, it is service unto God. If you know this truth, when you are doing something against your wife, you will be careful. You will know that it is not just unto your wife, but against God himself. Before coming online, when I was studying, I played a certain audio, and the lady was having a confession, and the lady was saying some things. Hey, but this world, what is going on? If men should understand that whatever you are doing, it is unto God and not just unto man, there are certain things we wouldn't have done, I'm telling you. This lady says that the husband saw a text message on her phone, and then husband took a phone and then, and when her husband saw the text message on the phone, it became a bit of a problem. They were fighting over it because the text message shouldn't have been done by a married woman. So the husband was a bit angry about it. But the husband was reserved. He didn't talk about it, but he was angry. And this lady has gone to one popular lady that in Ghana we all know. She's always carrying headgear. Evan say. Mama Zimbi, very good. So the lady went to Mama Zimbi and she's giving a confession that Mama Zimbi should help her. Mama Zimbi. And the confession of the lady says that they are married for 6 years. And in the 6 years marriage, the first son or the first child is not for the man. And because of the text message the man saw, the man is requesting for DNA. And the lady is telling Akuma Mamazimi that should this thing come out, it will be a disgrace and she will lose her marriage. And she loves the husband so much. Hey, somebody you love so much and you were able to cheat on him to an extent that you have gotten a baby out of it. And somebody is taking care of somebody's baby. Hey, if we should know this truth that whatever we are doing for man or doing with men is unto God, we will be very, very careful. That is why I say you need a teaching prophet. You need to know this truth so that when you are doing something against a brother, and so when you are saying something against a brother, a sister, you'll be very careful because you will get to know that, hey, this particular thing I'm doing is not just against my brother, it's not just against my sister, it is not just against my wife nor my husband, but it's against the Lord. Because everything you are doing on this earth is service rendered unto God. So wherever you find yourself working today, say, please stop it, because it is service unto God, and the Lord is seeing that as unfaithfulness. Don't go to church and go and give testimony that the Lord has shown you favor. You are stealing from your workplace. It is service unto God that is done wrongly. Don't go to church and go and say in a testimony that the Lord has favored you. You are stealing. It's not favor. The only truth is that you were not caught. You are stealing. Don't call it favor. This lady said, the first child is not for the man. I began shaking. That is not even enough. And the lady is saying that if the man should know, she will lose the marriage. Then you can do this and you're still thinking about marriage. She will lose the marriage. And because she loves the husband, she doesn't want the public to laugh at her because she's married for 6 years and everybody thinks that she's married. And you are cheating. And now she's suggesting to Mama Zimbi that, please, I want to take my son to the orphanage and then create a scene that my son has been kidnapped so that the man will not have access to do DNA. Hey. This world. She's taking the kid to a very far place to present the kid to an orphanage. And then she will create a scene. Her men are wicked of late. She will create a scene so that it will look like a scene of kidnapping. All because she has done something evil and she wants to cover the evil. Do you? The devil is so smart. He will let you cover evil with evil. Now, asked the lady a question that I love so much. Asuma asked the lady that, will your child go to school and then you go to the school and pick your child and then take the child to the orphanage and say that he has been kidnapped? Or will your child go to church? And the lady said, when my child goes to school, I'll go and pick it. And I asked her, don't you know you will implicate the school? Now you have done something evil, but the plan you have taken, it's about to result in something more evil than even the first one you did. Because this time, you will let the police arrest people in the school, because the school will be known as a school that do not care about the kids. How can a child come to school and kidnappers come to the school and kidnap a child? So you are creating more problem where there is none, because of your infidelity, because of your cheating attitude. Look at the kind of thing you are doing. You are putting people's life in a mess. At the end of the day, should the picture of the kid be put on television and people see that, they say this kid is kidnapped, and then somebody sees this kid in the orphanage, that is another story as well. But why am I saying all these things? I'm saying these things because everything we are doing on this earth is service unto God, whether you know or you don't know. It is saying, if we would know this truth, we'd be very careful when we are treating other people badly. I'm telling you. You are in somebody's fair because you think God is not there. So you are doing things just like that anyhow. You are stealing. Nobody's there to tell you the truth. You are stealing. You are conniving with people to dupe you, penny with all these things, because you don't know that service to man is service to God. You don't know this. We have been called to serve God, and we serve God in every small area we find ourselves. It is service unto God. Whatever the Lord has given you, you are serving God with it. Whatever the Lord has positioned you, sir, you are serving God with it. And this generation, our problem is that we don't want to serve. Nobody wants to be little. Nobody wants to be under anybody because of pride. We all want to be on the top. Are we together? And I want to ask, why is service even necessary? Why should I serve? I didn't tell me will be me soon. I don't know what's soon. Why should I serve God wherever I am? This service I'm talking about is not just going to church. No. I'm making sure that it will enter into every place, so that my brother, my sister, my mother, my father on this platform, if you find yourself doing anything contrary to God's word, you will begin to change your life because God is seeing you. Why is service necessary? Luke chapter 22 verse 6. Luke chapter 22 verse 26. Sorry. Somebody help me with the scripture. Luke chapter 22 verse 26. Ayaya barahas. Help us, Lord. Luke chapter 22 verse 26. Luke chapter 22 verse 26. If somebody can help us. The reason why I always ask for it is that so that all of us can read. Luke chapter number 22. Verse 26. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. That is King James Version. It is not going to be the way with you. It is not going to be that way with you. Let the senior among you become like the junior. Let the leader act the part of the servant. Why is service necessary? I lost scripture. Yeah. So, but not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. He who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. Hey, another version will say, but among you it will be different. Those who are the greatest among you should take the lowest rank. God bless you, man. And the leader should be like a servant. The leader should be like a servant, which simply means that if you want to get to the top, the pathway to greatness or getting to the top is to become a servant. Is to serve. Because service is the gateway to greatness. So if you are here this afternoon and you want to be great among your brothers, among your siblings, let me put it that way, among your friends, among your peers, among wherever you find yourself. If you want to be the greatest, or if you want to enjoy greatness, it begins from service. Service. Service is the gateway to greatness. My son says that service is greatness. I've never seen somebody get to the top without serving. I have served God for years. I have been through situations for years. Seasons have come and seasons have gone by me for years. I have not seen anybody become great without serving, without service. Today's generation wants everything very quick. They don't want to serve to be served. The truth is that you need to serve to be served. If you don't serve, nobody is serving you. Today my son was washing, and I was saying something. I don't know whether he heard it. I said this thing, I have done it for years. I have washed my pastor's clothes for years. And today, somebody is washing my clothes. And I was just standing there. I was calling him, hey, washman, are you there? I was just there standing there. Sir, I know what is in that. Today's generation wants everything fast, 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 fast. And we have ignored the very details that we need. And that is called the detail of service. You cannot get to the top without serving. Even when Christ came on this earth, he gave us, he showed us something for us to know. That even he being the greatest is the one that was washing the feet of the disciples. He did that to teach us a lesson, to make us know that one thing, if you want to get to the top, start serving. You've got to serve. You got to serve. And you got to serve truthfully. So, the Lord wants us to serve. He wants us to serve him. And we serve God through men. There are so many areas we can serve God. Find an area that you can serve God through, man. I'm telling you, service is very important. Service is the pathway for greatness. It is the pathway to greatness that I know. I know most of us, we know so many pathways. But I want you to know that servicing God is profitable. Servicing God, or service to God, or service to man. Service to God through men is profitable. Let me put it that way. I have a lot of stories I can tell you. There is this great man of God in Ghana here. His name is Archbishop Salifu Amakon. He served the late Prophet Amakon. Out of service, he was nobody. He never attended school. He was the one washing a cars. If you take your time and you read about him, he was the one washing cars. He was the one making sure that the man's clothes was ironed. He was the one that was making sure with this. He was never given a pulpit. He was never given an opportunity to preach. Today's generation, everybody wants to man the podium. You know, I was telling a certain man of God, I say, hey, and then cry about the audio. They always want to rub shoulders with fathers. Or pulpit. Hey! I served more than 20 years. I never asked for pulpit. I served more than 20 years. I wish some of the people that I know were here. I never asked for pulpit. The last church I was before the Spirit of the Lord told my pastor to allow me to go. That church. I never preached on Sunday. No matter how powerful people knew me to be. I never preached on Sunday. I never rubbed shoulders with my mama to tell her that I want to preach on Sunday. Because the opportunities she gave me on Wednesdays and on and during all nights were enough for me. I remember serving the first man of God I served before. I served up close to 10 years. I served that man of God. I never preached in the church. My job was to get the church ready always. Go there and arrange things. Go there and gather things. Go there and make sure that the place is in shape. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know how to sing. I am an instrumentalist. I know how to play instruments. All the instruments I know how to play. But the truth is that I didn't even have the voice to sing. It was through service. One day, service was going on. We were having, there is this program we used to have every January. So there were these powerful men of God in Ghana that were that were assigned to minister during the program. And so I would have to go to church early and make sure that I put the church in place. So when I go to church around 3-4 thereof, and I put the place in church, I go and sweep. I have not come to preach about myself, but I'm telling you an iota of what I've also been through, so that you know that if you're also going through these things, it is a good path you have taken. And definitely one day there will be a reward that will beat the imaginations of men. I'm telling you, I have slept in church. Even today, my mom and my siblings in Kumasi are still the people that make sure that the church is in shape before service begins. I came to Accra, I was doing the same thing. I married, I was doing the same thing. So one day, after I had put the place in shape, I started playing some interludes on the keyboard. And I said, oh, why don't I try to sing some few songs? Gone are the days. I used to go for prayer walk. And when I'm going on a prayer walk, let's say I am walking from here to Kanishi, I make sure that I sing to half of the road before I begin any prayer. Mama, if you walk up, before I begin any prayer, I worship God. So through that, I knew a lot of worship songs. I had a lot of worship songs in my spirit. And so, when I was playing the interlude, then I told myself that, okay, let me begin to sing some few. Even if I get it wrong and people make fun of me, I'll better it. The Lord will help me to better kakranka. I started singing kakranka, kakranka, kakranka. My papa didn't tell me to do it. Even the first day he came to see me doing it, He nearly told me to stop because I said, and yet, oh, boom, abam. Oh, can I miss it? Oh, Papa, I'm in the Kakranka class. We didn't can't sort it now. That was what I said. We said, and can't sort it now. Because church begins at 6:30, and I'm doing this thing around 4. One day, the 21 days program, the second week, the man of God that was to come, he came very early. Around 3:30, the man of God was around because he was coming from a far place and he didn't know the place, so he set off early. Glory be to God. By 3, I was done. 3:34 thereof, then I began to do my musical interlude. It's worship. I sing worship songs. I sing worship songs. Sometimes I could sing worship songs. I'm crying and still singing. Out of my heart, out of my spirit. Nobody advised me. I started doing it myself. I salute grace. Intercessory prayer room. I salute grace. Thank you for passing through. I was doing it by myself, just like that. Then the man came early. So the man was in his car. The man said when he came and he was seated outside, he thought the church had begun. Because from afar, he heard that a lot of people were singing in the church. I say this to the glory of God. I was the only one that was singing with my keyboard. I was playing my keyboard and I was just singing. God bless you, sir. I salute you. I was playing my keyboard and singing. The man of God said he heard a lot of people singing in the church. So he thought the church had begun. And he was asking himself, hey, but you people said the church is 6:30. Why have you begun by this time? I tell you, I was the only one in the church that was singing. But the man of God said he heard it like a lot of people were singing in the church. So he was placing call to my papa so that my papa would come wherever he is to come and pick him up. But I was the only one singing. So when he placed the call, my papa said that he was in the house. He said, then who are the people having church service? He said, is anybody there? If there is anybody there, then it's my son. He's the one that puts the place in order. Then the man of God came out of his car to peep through the window to see what is going on. Just to see a young man on his keyboard with a standing mic singing. I didn't know he was around. I didn't know the man of God was around. Then he went back to his car. When the service began and the man of God was giving the microphone, that was when he said this. He said, hey, great man, come here. Sir, that time, oh Jesus. He said, hey, great man, come here. I'd never heard the word great man in my life. Because the way we were treated, he said, hey, great man, come here. And he started the story. I came very early. And I heard you were singing. And I heard a lot of people singing with you, not knowing you were alone. Then this man said, give me oil. Took the oil. Anointed me. I cried like a baby. Anointed me. I think it was when the time was going, after the anointing that my wife came also, yeah. Anointed me. I was crying. He was just pouring the anointing. He said, hey, the Lord is with you. You are not just singing, but you are a voice in this nation and beyond. Sir, I've never heard these words from my father before. The thing the man was saying, glory to Jesus. All these things came as a result of service. Do you know something? After that program, then my father made an announcement to the church that I am the one that is going to lead the choir. So he made me music director. Hey, so if somebody had not come to pray for me, and after that, he made me part of the prayer warriors. I should be part of the prayer warriors. Sir, that was when everything, talking about the music side, began. I had never preached in the church. I served him for a good 10 years. I never stood in the pulpit. I remember one day he was not around. We called him and his phone was not going through and we had service. That was the day I got the opportunity to preach. But I don't know, immediately they mentioned my name and I grabbed the microphone. My father entered the church. Oh Jesus, I'll never forget. Immediately I took the microphone and I said, praise God. Before they would say hallelujah, my father entered the church. Now, the Eke Kumisu Sumi said, Enkabe day. Hey, or somebody was saying, Enkabe day. You were the one doing me, eh? God have mercy on you. Hey, when he picked the mic, he was saying, Enkabe day. Ah, daddy, how bad they say? I don't know the kind of the man of God you are serving under, but I tell you, whoever they are, your greatness can never be shut. I say this by the mercies of God. Your greatness can never be shut. You can never cover a star. You can never cover the moon. You can never cover the sun. Whoever the Lord has made you, no man can cover it. I don't want to say that he was covering me. That is true. He wasn't covering me. But I believe that he didn't trust in me. Like, he had no belief in me that I could do it. Oh, in front of the church. Oh, Jesus. Mama, service is the pathway to greatness. If you can't serve, you can't lead. If you can't serve, you can't be great. If you can't serve, mark these words. If you can't serve, because the Lord is looking for Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 2. What did you read? The requirements of the law is that we will serve. So that you don't belong to the top if you can't serve. And you must serve with everything in you. You must serve with everything in you. Holy Spirit told the man of God to release me. He released me. I entered to serve another man of God. I have served close to 25 years of my life in church. The day my first papa, I still hold him in high esteem. The day he first heard me preach, he was shocked. He was shocked. And do you know how the Lord did it? I was having, dawn preaching. I can say that preaching we do at dawn. You go into areas and then you preach. I went and I was preaching, not knowing that day he had also gone to the park to pray. So he was using the route where I was preaching. Do you know that I was staying with my father? He never knew that I went for dawn broadcasting. Because I'll just sneak out. I won't tell you. This is me. Because I know that what I am doing is unto God. So I just have to be truthful. I just have to be faithful in whatever I do. I was going for dawn broadcasting. I was ministering by the grace of God. My father said, when he was getting closer, he experienced that somebody's preaching, how the person is preaching. It's like an evangelist that is so matured in the work. I tell you. So when he got closer, he saw it was me. And he didn't want me to see him. So he needed to hit himself. So he hid. Just to listen. He listened to everything. And when he came, when I went to the house, then he began to say these things. Mama, make us say Yahweh. But the truth is that if you can't serve, you can't lead. If you want to be a leader, begin serving now. This generation wants fried rice, everything fast. Whoever said fast food. We rub shoulders. You want to rub shoulders with your father's pulpit. You just got baptized and you want to preach. Hey, Podbean is really breeding some infants in ministry. Eh? Sometimes I get shocked. Sometimes you see some 12-year-old, some 20-something-year-old, or say, I'm bishop. And you ask them, how many years have you said, who is your spiritual father? And it looks as if in this generation, we want to forsake what is called spiritual father and spiritual mother, and what is called spiritual guidance, and what is called service. Everybody wants to come online because it is cheap. It is cheap to preach online. Nobody is ready to serve. Nobody is ready to serve. It is cheap. If what I am saying, I am holding a book and I'm reading verbatim, how would you know? It is easy to preach online. But when it comes to reality, that is where the problem lies. So most of them, they are able to make noise online. In reality, they can't do it. You know why? They have no strength coming from. They have no background, so there is no strength. People are doing things. People are serving. People are spending all their time in this life serving. And most of us, all that we do is that we just want to. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. Service is the insurance against every satanic yoke of bondage. If you want an insurance, the spiritual insurance that you and I we need is service. Awesome. 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 And do you know something? Your commitment in the service of God determines the quality of your destiny. Everybody is having a destiny to fulfill, but the quality of it depends on your commitment in the service of God. So how committed are you when it comes to the things of God? How do you serve God? You pray at your own will. Some of us, we even go to church at our own will. Some of us, whatever position we have been given in church, we do it at our own will. Opana kwa reheza. Opana. Should somebody talk about him or her? Show me a man with a quality destiny, and I'll show you a man that has served
fully committed in service.
You are not going anywhere if you don't even respect service. Because that is the foundation of greatness. Are we together? There must be service to God without looking back. And in serving God, sometimes it passes through men. Some men can be like Elijah and Elisha. Elijah and Elisha, look at how one was treating the other. Sign, I mean sign. Anyway, why don't you give me the mantle? Or say, the mantle will only fall on you when you see me taken away or when you see me go. Why don't? There are some mantles that will never be released until you are committed to service. As a matter of fact, let me tell you this to your face. There is no mantle in heaven.
I know you'll be offended. Most of us will be offended because you won't understand.
I said there is no mantle in heaven again. Everything you need is on somebody. If there is any mantle you so much desire for, it is on somebody. And it will take your service. It will take your honor, how you honor the person. It will take your respect. Above all, it will take your service. It is service that is giving men bigger mantles, if you don't know. Go and ask Prophet Prempe how he got his mantle. He will tell you he wasn't even part of the people that the Lord would have blessed with the prophetic, but by his service. The mantle fell on him just like that. You are going to mountains and Lord, place on me a mantle. I need your mantle. You think mantle is gotten on the mountains? Or you think mantles are gotten in when you shut yourself in a room and you pray for 28 hours? You pray for 3 days, 4 days. It is gotten through service.
Service. There are so many ways you can serve. There are some men of God you desire the anointing. Under no circumstance can you meet them.
You can still serve them by their books. Post their videos. Speak well of them. You can touch the oil without getting closer.
When you so much love such things you are talking about, one day you will have an encounter.
I know me, I have never had encounter physically with Archbishop Duncan William. I've never had encounter physically with Eastwood Anaba. I've never had encounter physically. I've gone to Eastwood's place, Makwa, sorry, but I've not even congratulated or even giving him a salute in his palm. None of the great men. Can I tell you something? I have had encounter with these men in my dream. I have had encounter with these men. There are sometimes I'll be preaching and people come here and they're like, hey, I thought it was Isu Naraba. I think there is somebody here that
and then somebody asked him, Papa Isu ne preaching and I know said that, hey, the person sounds like Papa Isu.
Until today, the woman has joined us, and the Lord has never and ever disgraced us. I'm not saying I speak like him, but I know that by the grace of God, how I have valued the mantle on his life and the things I do in the secret, because I know that service to God is service to man, and service to man is service to God. That is when it is done and done well. I have attracted something from these people. Even last week, I was so down in some pains. But I tell you, these people I'm talking about came into my dream. I cannot give you the details because they are very sensitive. And I tell you, my life has never been the same. MSP, a solid grace. Papa, God bless you. So if you can't serve, you're not getting to the top. If you're too quick and you're too smart, that you do not want to serve, I want to get to the top. You are a funny man, you're a funny woman. Because it is only those that serve truthfully from their heart and faithfully are the ones that belong to the top. You want to be a leader, but you don't want to serve. It doesn't come like that, sir.
No, that is not like that. Because your commitment in the service of God determines the quality of your destiny. How quality is your destiny going to be? Here we have all come, we are all living in this world. Some will die just like that without doing anything. I'm telling you. Some will leave this earth without accomplishing anything. Some will not live long, but they will live a quality life. Don't play with service. Some will not live long, but they will live a quality life. How many years was Jesus before he left the earth? He didn't live long, but he lived a quality life. Some people have lived the rest of their life. We talk about Methuselah and Co. We have heard names of people that lasted so long on earth. Tell me the things they did that can be compared to what Jesus did. Service. May we have a quality life through service. I'm telling you, sir. Service. Sir, your freedom, the kind of freedom you want to enjoy in this life, let me tell you straight in your face, it is tied to your readiness to serve God. How ready are you to serve God? How committed are you to serve God? How ready? Let me be quick for the sake of time. Maybe you are there asking me, so what can hinder good service? What can hinder me from serving God and serving Him well? There are so many things that can hinder us. Pride is the general overseer, the CEO of hindrance. Pride. A prideful person thinks more about himself than others. He feels he's better than. Can you imagine a young man serving a great man and the young man, thinks he's better than the great, the one he's serving? Hey, pride. Pride will make you think that you are doing well than your father. I had a certain guy that I was working with. The day he made the comment that he can do more than what his father is doing, that day, I cut the relationship. The day I heard that word from his mouth, the tone with which he even said it was a tone of jealousy. Hey, oh father, here you man, then oh bumpa here man, lay hands. I can't see you change. Someone catch him and say, "We met my year grandma, bro. Me saw Mike. How say? I know saw Mike. My sorry, but boy, I didn't support Chinese papa that day. And when I'm sorry for your turn, I made him feel stupid. Excuse my language. I wanted him to look like a fool." And I wanted him to know that from that instant is when I have disconnected myself. I got up from the chair. And I was got up from the chair. Maybe for a time. I didn't say anything, just that statement. Because it is a statement of pride. Sir, no matter how great you become, never equate yourself with the man you served. The man you served. The man through his hand you were lifted. Even if somebody is equating you to the man, shut them up. Because it's deadly. It can feed pride into your system. So as you protect yourself, you protect yourself from the outside also. So you are protecting yourself in the inside so that you don't be prideful. Protect yourself from the outside also so that they will not put pride into you. It's very important. Some people can even tell you, you know how to preach more than your father. Hey! That day, I won't work with you. So in as much as you are protecting yourself, please protect the inside and protect the outside. Don't let anybody give you wrong advice. Pride is the chief executive officer of the hindrance, and self-will. Everything I. It is also in line with pride. You are serving and you are seeking for yourself what you want Self-centeredness. Sir, there is something called the servanthood spirit. The servant doesn't seek his own. He seeks that which will please the Father. Even Jesus, walking on earth, God walking like man on earth, every day he made sure that he put his Father first. Every day, any statement that comes out of his mouth makes you know that there is a Father higher than him, and there is a Father that is giving or that is telling him what to do and is showing him what to do. Sometimes he could even say that he cannot do anything by his own until he is helped by the Father. He doesn't do anything until he sees the Father do before he is able to do. So, a servant is not self-centered. The servant always wants the master to eat before he eats. Today's servant, before the master comes, they have eaten. Amen. Today's servant, before the master will come, the food that has been prepared, they will choose the best out of it, eat it. I remember somebody came to me, stay with me, I don't want to give details. It goes in line with it. I'm going to go to the house. There was this tilapia head. Me too, for tilapia head, dear. If you play with me, both of us, we will go to heaven. If you play with me when it comes to tilapia head, we will go to heaven straight. I had targeted this tilapia head, waiting to finish service so that I can do justice to Ghana. Then I came back after service. This said person didn't even ask any permission from me. She can hear her who say your banana bema. Where did to the feel? Like what making justice to me. Her. That day he paid me rough. If I were to be the old time prophet, come at Domino. He paid me. Then why is the service? Why are we not in a job? One more read your pair. I'm saying this, it looks funny, but this is exactly what is happening in our today's world. The servants are behaving like the leaders. Why we just say, we're dinner or no? What did the monk think it is? No, the wife, fool. Obama said, oh, dear, see kitchen. May God have mercy. And this is what is being translated into our world today. Are we serving? How is our service like? Are we truly serving? I'm a blessed one, please, you walk up. So, self-centeredness is hindrance to service. Let me be quick. Friends, that is a lack of interest. Some of us, we are serving God all right, but there is lack of interest. There is lack of concern. There is no empathy. Yes, I mean, all right. There's interest to be any. We are not interested in what we are doing. We are doing it for doing sake. And you'll be a wounds who be. I'll try that. So most of us, we do things without our heart in connection with it. That is why Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12, when the Lord was speaking there, he made us know that it must be done with everything in us. You cannot do something that you have no interest in. If not, it will not come out of your heart. And that is a waste of life. That is a waste of time.
That is a waste of energy, waste of capacity, waste of resources. Why should you waste resources? Why should you waste capacity? Why should you waste things knowing that you have no interest? There are people today in marriages that they are not even in love with the other
couple. He's married. But we have been seeing him with other girls. Then we confronted him and we asked him, Papa, why this? So, meeting the eminent senior. The interest is gone. But they are there. Some of us, it's because you don't want people to ask you, are you still with the man? That is why you are still there.
Indifference is a hindrance to service. Indiscipline is a hindrance to service. Sir, one hallmark of a great man is discipline. No matter how powerful you are, if you don't have that, the word called discipline. What better na anam? We yen yoma basa basa. O kasaro from. Unim how any penny kasa.
There is this one powerful man of God with us. But now we're here, you meant to want to be in Katanas, Pastor Vincent. Pastor Vincent is very close to us. We eat together, we do everything together. It's many Fidibi. Many neighbor TV game. I wanted to know who he really is. I know he's not listening to you. Oh, yeah, Juma. But your mom, I'm going to show you. I'm in the TV game now. You know what I do? I take notice of the details. There are some people, they are very indisciplined. Only penny girl, they are watching a boy. Now, you know, people are very careless. And I have been pushing him to the wall. Eh? I just wanted to know who he is when it comes to that side. This man, we are playing the TV game. He is calling me, yet he is according with respect. I'm not saying this to praise him. No. But Nipayadia. And you show about the power to the people. When you show about the power to the people. Now, I'm assuming if you ask, one day, you know, when you are engaging in such games, you know the kind of words that cannot come out of your mouth. The man is a disciplined man, I tell you. I tell you. The man is a disciplined, he's a disciplined. I do play game with him. Shut up. Told him to me push it on. Just to see. Whether he sees me as a boy's. He's not a young man. When you need. There's a chain and a chain. But on your crap. And I'll be monitoring him just to see how. Because we are all working on this platform. We are all working in the ministry. We are doing everything together. But this man has never lost sight of calling me a father. Even when you are playing TV game. And TV game, I don't know how to play Papa Bia, I made it Tatashi. And he'll be scoring me and still respecting me. Tatashi Zana. Hey, Zongo Nibe, I'm for Tatashi. Tatashi Zana. And I'm Mr. Bakwa. Hey, it's me, this. I'm a frafra by birth. So be very careful. Even when your man of God comes as low as you, it's a trap. Now I've said the good side. Let me say one bad side of me. One thing that I got to know that was killing me was when I became very close with my spiritual father. My spiritual father was also that man that would sit down and play cards with you. In my early years of service in the life of my spiritual father, I think 2-3 years, he wanted us to be very close to him so we could sit down and be playing lute, we could sit down and be playing spa. One day, we were playing the spa, and the way daddy was doing, I got hurt. So he was picking my spa, and I hit his hand, the back of his hand. Hey, this thing. Like, say, or family cards, no. No, I share. Like, what we need hands, you assume me. Before I realized, I had hit my father. And immediately I hit him. My eyes open. Everything clear. I said, my faith. It's very funny, but it's very serious. Ha! Immediately I hit him. I said, my eyes open. Then I got to know who is seated in front of me. That I've messed up in some few minutes. I threw the cards away, went on my knees. Just to apologize. Then he used that to teach me a lot of things. So I decided that I will not be familiar with any man of God. So from that day, I distanced myself, not in love and not in service, but to sit down. No. My father was in such a way that you can even eat with him. But I stopped all those things because I saw that, hey, if I don't take care. And that is when I began to be a very disciplined young man growing up. That was where I learned that. And I know how all of them, they behave. About Pastor France, Pastor Vincent, we should know our limits, daddy. No matter how playful the man you are serving is, know your limit. I was carried away. Then I was asking, when it was done, I was, hey, because you know this Zongo life, so we have that kind of thing. Like, may the Lord help us. So some of the things that can hinder you: indiscipline, jealousy. Hey, the servant is jealous of what the master is eating. The servant is jealous of what the master is wearing. You are serving somebody and you are jealous of how they are dressed. Hiya! That is not service. That is not service. Jealousy, rebellion, compromise, hard-heartedness, impatience. If you want to get to the top in service, you need to be very patient. Because everything works according to the timing of the Lord, not yours. So you need to be very patient. Ignorance. You cannot serve without knowledge. In as much as you are serving, so there is something they say that if you are waiting, if truly you are waiting, then you must do what waiters do. What do? They serve. In your service, you need to learn new things. Waiting period is not a period of wasting time. When the Lord says wait, it doesn't mean you should waste your time. Get something doing. But the particular thing you have asked him, you know, say, train a bit back. But in doing that, you don't become reluctant. You don't become unattached. No. So I speak to each and everyone on this platform by the grace of God. From now to the manifestation of your greatness, seek knowledge. Educate yourself. Don't wait because opportunity comes but once. But when preparation meets opportunity, there is a manifestation. If you are waiting to manifest without preparation, sir, you will disgrace yourself. Most of us, we are waiting for a time that a pulpit will be given to us. Yet, we are not prepared. We are not doing any time in our waiting period. Seek knowledge. Learn something new. Sit down and study.
Study. Study God's word. Study other books. Make sure that you equip yourself day in and day out. Don't use the phone for unnecessary things. Sometimes you can be talking to people and they are on TikTok. You want a Christian to study something. The Christian is on TikTok watching videos. The video you are watching, somebody is making money out of it. You must also make money out of your talent. But you are rather dispensing money for somebody's talent. Take your time and also study. You need to study. In your waiting period, before your day of manifestation, you must study. You must study. Because it is only when you are able to equip yourself that your day of manifestation arrives and there is a performance. You can't perform. You can't when you are not equipped. Equip yourself. So Paul told Timothy, just study to show thyself approved. Sir, people are not clapping for you because you are not knowledgeable. The extent of knowledge you have determines the people that will serve you. Determines the people that will sit under you. If you carry the knowledge that is above lawyers and teachers, lawyers and pastors, lawyers and presidents, that is when presidents will sit under you. So what do you carry for great men to seek you? What do you carry? You want great men to follow you. You want great men to seek you. What do you carry on your head? What knowledge have you acquired? What can you teach? What wisdom do you possess? Are we together? So seek knowledge. Seek knowledge. People are married and still doing well. Obi and go school, but today they are knowledgeable. You can educate yourself. Get time for yourself. There are so many things you can do with this phone that we all have. People are learning other languages even through YouTube. You have the same phone, buying the same credit, yet you are useless in the phone. People are making good use of it. Learn. Study something. Get something into your spirit. Greed can hinder you. Can stop you from serving. Arrogance, disobedience, laziness, unbelief. Evil association. Some of us, we associate with bad people. Because of that, our service cannot continue. I will continue tomorrow by the grace of God. I'll continue tomorrow. But my prayer for you this afternoon is that may the Lord give us the heart of service. I believe that most of us on this platform, we truly want to serve God. We truly want to serve men. We truly want to do things that is in line with service to God and service to man. And so I pray for you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord give us the heart of service in the name of Jesus. Anything that we are doing that is not in line with service to God and service to man. May the Lord open our eyes to know what to do and what not to do. Dear German woman, a service to God. Unim this ha obey on your may. Awarena warena a service to God. O serve you know a service to God. O serve you a service to God. If you don't know, I'm telling you today. The same way in church, it is service to God. Whatever you are doing today, Bible says that do it as unto God. And if you know this truth, you can't fail. I know people that were nobody yesterday. Today they are somebody. If you go back and you check, people that truthfully served churches through singing, through prayer warriors, meaning how I be friend, intercessory and our intercessors. Uh-huh. Prophets are coming from these places. Pastors are coming from these places. I'm talking about those that served well. I know people I began with that could pray 24 hours non-stop. Today they are the ones making waves because they didn't do it for themselves. They served and served well, and grace has fallen on them, and today they are enjoying the fruit of their labor. I pray in the name of Jesus, anything that is hindering you from serving God, anything that has become a hindrance in your life, may the Lord help us to overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. I said, may the Lord help us to overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord help you to overcome in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you render service by selling things to men.
I went to the market the other day and I'm buying sugar, one cup, not knowing that the under of the container, my men were boring.
If you sugar conco 5, who told me that they use that? We are was sun and some baby they are they were torso. The heart of man.
And the Lord being so good to me, immediately he picked the container to fetch my own. The container fell down. So I was the one to pick the container for her. Immediately I picked it up. So I said, Mommy, I dare. A day. I said, my day. My uncle, sorry. Ah, dear me, I said, my uncle, I said, we'll be friends. I said, soft mommy. No, I just said, ah, we are soft mommy. Hey! I said, yeah, the Lord has a way of disgracing men or exposing men when they are doing things that are not right. Look at, in just some few minutes, how the Lord exposed them. After I have seen it, lifted it up, about to ask questions, somebody is calling her soft mommy just for me to know who she is. And they are those in front. I'm not telling anyone. No, wicked men and wicked women, because they don't know that what they are doing is unto God. Wicked. How can you be such wicked? Yes, soft mommy. And just say yes, yes, sister. I say, my house is soft mommy. And you have done this. So Papa, name your groom when you say, Abba. Let me end.